When I was on the field and I looked into the crowd, I saw people of all races and social classes. We as players represented the whole country. I told my teammates, "You should never play just to represent one group. You can't play to be the best black player or to be the best white player to appeal to a community. You have to play to be the best for every South African. We represent something much bigger than we can imagine." It wasn't just the destination that was important, but the journey too. Being the first black captain was made immeasurably more meaningful by the journey I'd taken to get there, because that journey was one which had been denied to thousands of talented players before me, purely because of the colour of their skin. I was, as far as I know, the first Springbok captain to speak in isiXhosa at a press conference, certainly for more than a few words. isiXhosa was the language of those players of colour who had missed out until now. No longer. There were even comparisons to Mr. Mandela. It was an honour and very flattering, but it was also wrong. I played rugby. I existed in a smaller world. He spent all those years in prison and then achieved so much when he was freed. I had to do what I could as a rugby player to help people, especially those in the townships, but it was nothing compared to what Mr. Mandela did.
Siya Kolisi, Rise, 2021.